seated. All right, Brother Branham.
Thank you.
Good evening, friends. I'm very happy to be here again tonight to minister in the name of our Lord Jesus. So appreciate these wonderful songs, Brother Lees. And I heard Brother Baxter call me and said he was coming over, and I hurried over as quick as I could to get to hear some of it. Singing like that, when you get up to heaven and want to find me, you get where they're singing like that, I'll be around somewhere. Because I sure love it. I've always told the people there's after the, where the waters come out from under the throne, it goes down here and passes the tree of life on either side of the river. It makes a bend and turns around a big hill like this. And the angelic choir is singing all day, hope there's no night. Over there, and on this other side is a little bush. That's where I want to sit, under that bush and listen across that and sing. And I tell you, I really like singing. You know, there's something about music and singing that brings the Spirit of God to the meeting. You believe that? That's right. I have been requested here that there's one of the most horrible polio epidemics
Kinderlähmung, eine Epidemie der Kinderlähmung gibt, die jemals über das Land hier kam, in Geneva, Illinois. Ich glaube, es gibt 19 Fälle und verschiedene von ihnen sind bereits tot. Es ist so bemitleidenswert und schrecklich, der schreckliche Feind.
So I've been asked to have requests here for prayer for that God will come down in his mighty loving power and take that epidemic away from the country there. So now, let us bow our hands and pray for that. Our dear precious Lord, we're so unworthy to come to you. But yet thou hast been so loving to us, the promises, that if we would ask anything, you would do it. And that's the confidence that we come in tonight, confessing all of our sins and the sins of this nation, the sins of this city that we're speaking of. God be merciful and think of those poor little children falling with that horrible demon of polio. We know that thou can remove this thing. I pray, God, that there be an old-fashioned meeting started there, a prayer meeting all around the city. May the churches fall on their faces, the people, and go to screaming out to God. And I believe you'll stop the plague, Lord. That we won't say that our hearts are bleeding for those people, those Christians, in that city, and those poor little children. Oh, God, hasten the day that when all the curse will be gone away and there will be no more sickness, no more sorrow. We feel for those poor fathers and mothers tonight. I feel for them, knowing an experience of it. I feel that, Lord, their poor hearts are crushed. Be merciful, God. And I pray that the plague will leave this very night. May there not be one more case broke out. May it stop now and may the enemy be turned back and cast into destruction. Grant it, Lord. May the angel of God stand over the city. We know that the demons will scatter when he stands and they see him. Grant it, Father. We pray you do this. We beg and confess that we're sinners and not worthy of it. But we ask you to do it. For the kingdom of God's sake, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. It's just so bad when poor little children have to suffer like that. Won't it be a wonderful day when that last enemy is put under his feet? Then we're standing triumph, made in his likeness, lovable. And no wonder all the elders fell before his face, on their faces before him. Brother Ryan, it'll be a wonderful time, won't it? I'll be glad when it's all over somehow. You know, as you get to see the world getting wickeder and worse all the time, I think that John on the Isle of Patmos said, even so come, Lord Jesus. kind of sick and tired of it, aren't you?
Nun, wir sind müde der Sache.
I think of being separated,
nun,
and I get into a group of
getrennt,
people.
Dann komme ich eine
I get
Gruppe
to
von
see
Menschen.
Some friends
ich
and get to shake their hands.
Hand.
Farewell.
Und
go somewhere else, cross
sehen,
the nation, down here, over there.
Nation,
and
look
on the streets and
behold
the sin and sight.
Und
and it just kind of bleeds your heart.
And
you begin to see many of the people who once had experiences are beginning to drop back.
And
you begin to scream, come Lord
Jesus.
I guess we've all had to put up with that through the ages,
rumschlagen durch die Zeitalter in den verschiedenen durch die ganzen Zeitalter hindurch.
Tonight,
heute Abend,
I believe it's the hottest night we
glaube,
they say or the hottest day we've had in
Tag,
Chicago yet
in, Chicago,
in this hot spell.
In dieser heißen
and
Phase.
I'm so sorry
nun, es tut mir leid,
that I even have would ask Jim to sit in the building
hier
here
sollte, hier im Gebäude
so
setzen,
awfully
wo es schrecklich heiß ist.
I feel bad about it, but we don't control the weather, you know. God does that. And again, I'm so grateful for you that your love has reached out to a place that you'll set in a place like this to hear the simple gospel of
Jesus
Christ. I pray, God, hear my prayer,
hör mein Gebet,
that there will not be a person,
person
here tonight who will be missing on that day.
Wird, die verloren sein,
I pray that every one of you will be
ich bete,
there.
Dass jeder von euch dort
and somehow I'm
und
just one of these old-fashioned type preachers, probably don't know too much.
Die vielleicht nicht zu viel
I don't.
Wissen. Also, ich bin
I know
einer der
I don't.
Prediger, die nicht zu viel
but
ich
I believe
nicht,
that
aber ich glaube,
somehow or another we would kind of recognize one another
and
know all about this.
Und alles darüber irgendwie wissen.
Even I believe in hell
ich
there was
glaube,
a remembrance Jesus said and said to the rich man
gedacht,
remember son in thy lifetime
erinnerte sich
about
in seiner Lebzeit an Lazarus und so weiter.
So if there's a remembrance in hell surely there is in heaven
dann wird es sicherlich auch im Himmel so,
so
sein.
I believe that God
und deshalb glaube ich dass Gott
well, let us remember,
uns erinnern lassen
as Fanny Crosby when she was some critics come in and told her criticizing her singing Christian songs
und so
and so forth. Many of you know Fanny Crosby, no other rather,
that
she was a blind poet, gave the world some of the best
und gab
songs,
die besten Lieder,
most touching
die
altar calls that's ever been sung.
It was
Fanny Crosby's Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior, all those heartwarming songs. And sometime,
und manchmal,
one time there was someone passing said, how would you ever know him? What if the over on the other side and there is such a place and you'll be blind over there? She said, I know him anyhow. Said, how do you think you know him? Said, I feel his hand.
Ich habe seine Hände gefühlt.
And then she turned and started
und
walking back to her chair
Stuhl,
and that song came.
Und dann sang sie,
I shall know,
ich soll ihn
yes, I shall
jawohl,
know
ich soll ihn kennen.
You've heard it. Redeemed by his side I shall stand.
Erlöst
I shall know,
Seite
yes,
stehen.
I shall know
ja,
him by the prince of the nails
in
his hand. I believe we'll know him.
Ich glaube,
it does not yet appear what
kennen.
We shall be like.
Es
but we know
nicht, wie wir
we'll have
werden,
a body like his,
aber wir werden ein Leib haben,
for we shall see
Leib,
him as he
wir,
is.
Sehen, er ist.
That's enough for me.
Das
just to be where he's at,
so
that's all
sein,
right.
Er ist, dann ist alles
have you ever
Ordnung.
Had an idea what you
habt
wanted to do when it was all over and you got the meeting? Did you ever think what you wanted to do? Here's what I would like to
das
do.
Ich gerne tun.
Get down on my hands
ich würde auf meine Hände und Knie hinuntergehen
and crawl up to where he's standing
and just
pat his foot like that.
Und einfach seinen Fuß streicheln.
Be, if I, with, then if he'd turn me
nun,
away and send me away, if I go to hell,
Hölle,
I feel like I've been dearly paid.
Ich, ich
that's right, for all the efforts, if I live 100 years,
wenn ich 100 Jahre
I can only
würde,
pat his foot
wenn ich
this
nur einmal seinen Fuß streicheln könnte. Und wie wunderbar, wie wunderbar er für mich ist.
Him
ich liebe ihn heute
heart,
Abend von ganzem Herzen.
If he
und ich glaube,
away,
wenn er mich hinaus tun würde,
he's still just.
Er ist immer noch gerecht.
To to hell,
und wenn ich in die Hölle gehen muss, und wenn es etwas
hell,
geben würde, wie Liebe
him.
In der Hölle, dann würde
for
ich immer noch lieben. Das, was er für mich war, selbst jetzt. Und das, was ich weiß, was er für mich sein wird. Ich glaube, sein Evangelium heute Abend
100 people would raise up or 1,000 people that died when Billy Sunday preached in this tabernacle and his converts and would come back from eternity and say, Brother Branham, you're dying now. Don't you trust that Jesus Christ because it's not so. And if I was dying, I'd still trust Jesus Christ. If I prayed for the sick tonight, 1,000 people, all of them sick, and I prayed for the 1,000 people, and the whole 1,000 died in the morning, tomorrow night, I'd still stand just as I am now and pray for the sick, believing divine healing. Because God has said so in His Word, I believe it. Now, being it's so hot, we started just a little bit early. I want to talk to you just a few moments. And I heard him page Brother Tommy Osborne just a few moments ago, and I'll be sure why. If he isn't, he's coming back, and his brother's here. Why, he told me he was coming back. I went to his room the other night, and he showed me some of his pictures from down in Jamaica and around. That little brother has really did some work for God. I love him. That's right. And if you, any of you pastors here, if my thoughts of man are all right, if you can get Tommy Osborne to come to your church, he'll be a blessing for you. That's right. He's really a truly a Christian, a man of God. I seen him. I often heard that he never did touch people. He was one of my converts to divine healing. And he said he never touched people. I said, how do you do it, Brother Osborne? He said, I just tell him the word, have a prayer, and they get up and get healed, that's all. So, having prayed one for another, and the other night I saw it on a little screen that he had there, of where he just explained the gospel in a simple form that a child would understand. And then he just said, now all of you bow your head and pray one for another. And he had a little couple minutes prayer. And I'll tell you, there was piling crutches and beds and everything else in the corner where they were healed. See, just simple faith. You can't do that in America. But you can do it somewhere where they, or in the lands where they haven't had so much confusion as we've had in America. Now, let's talk on the Word just for a little bit. I want to take a little subject here and use it, if the Lord willing. Found over in Exodus, the 23rd chapter. I'm a poor excuse for a Bible teacher, and Brother Ernst Baxter and Brother Bose, and those really scholars here, I feel very little to try to explain on the Word or try to preach. I'm not a preacher in the beginning. I guess I always said I was a spare tire. You only use them when you got a flat. We haven't got no flat tonight. We got plenty of unction, but maybe we'll just roll the spare a little bit. You pray. Now, in the 23rd chapter of Exodus, and beginning with the 20th verse, I wish to begin to read just a few verses. Now, this is Moses and God talking face to face. Now, there never was a man in all the earth outside of Jesus Christ that ever talked face to face with God but Moses. If there be one who's spiritual or prophet, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto visions and dreams. But it's for my servant Moses, I talked to him face to face. Of course, he was the type of Christ. Now, the 20th verse read like this: Behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. Beware of him, and provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him. I just want to read along a little bit as we talk.
Hüte dich vor ihm, höre auf seine Stimme und widersetze dich ihm nicht, denn wird euer Vergehen nicht vergeben, denn mein Name ist in ihm.
Listen out close to the Word, back close. And Father, we pray that you'll help us now and give us of your blessing and may this audience now, without any divine or any other sign at all, may they just receive the Word. You sent your Word and healed them. And may the Word of God find a place in every heart tonight. And may they be healed, everyone, both spiritually and physically. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. This glorious book here, God is setting Moses now in position to tell him now what he's going to do for him in the journey, set him here and tell him what he will do, and then finally tells him the blessings he'll have in the promised land. All those types of old words, there were just shadows of things that was to come. I believe that was the church natural, the Jewish church that was brought out of Egypt to Palestine was the natural church, God's natural people who had a natural law, see? But we today are God's spiritual church with a spiritual law written on the tables of our hearts, led in a spiritual form. Now they looked up to see where the pillar of fire was, the angel of the Lord. But we don't look today. There's just something happens that we know he's there. See? Now, and all that they was, now they were the people of God. Israel down in Egypt were the people of God until they come out of Egypt and started towards the promised land. Then they became the church of God. The word church means called out. I love that. Separated ones. God said, separate me, Paul and Barnabas, to the work that I have called. Now this, the churches today, many of them are looking for mixers, somebody who can mix and maybe do a little this and that, and a little recreation and golfing and maybe a few parties and so forth. Now the world is looking for good mixers, but God's looking for separators, for those who will separate themselves. Come out from among them, my people, let you be not partakers of their sin. Separate. In Egypt, when the lamb was offered, God made a difference. He separated the Israelites from the Gentiles and made a difference in them. And God's people is a separated people, a holy nation, a peculiar people, odd, strange acting. So the world will never understand you. So just don't think about the world. Think about God. That's the main thing. Now, how beautiful the type of Israel going down there. I just love the old nuggets back there, to get the Old Testament and bring them out and rub them over and look at it. Everything in the Old Testament types the new. Now, as Israel made her journey, going to the promised land, it had three stages of the journey. Coming out of Egypt, crossing into the promised land. And that's just exactly the three churches after the dark age, the three churches, sin, then the next comes the Philadelphian church, then the next comes the Laodicean church, then she crosses over. Beautiful.
Oh, wie wunderbar.
How did God in the old days, when that pillar of fire was hanging over the camp of Israel, they watched that. And when the, if it was hung there a day, they stayed a day. If it stayed a week or a month or a year, but just as that pillar of fire began to move, there's a thousand trumpets blasted. And no matter if it was 12 o'clock at night or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, every Israelite broke the camp, wound up his tent, put it on his back, and away they went. Wherever the fire went, they went. That'd be a good thing if we did that today.
Follow the blessing.
Well, here it is. That is exactly the same thing that's taking place today. God, after the dark ages, in the great 1500 years of pagan persecution to the church, there was a man named Martin Luther. He saw that the just shall live by faith. He saw the pillar of fire. He sounded the trumpet. And away went the church. Followed him. But what happened to Martin Luther? He organized himself. He got an organization called the Lutheran Church. And then they began to get the creeds and doctrines and so forth and get a bunch of men to discuss things and set their church in order. And the first thing you know, they got so ritualistic and formal until after a while, away went the pillar of fire. But Luther couldn't move because he already had his doctrine all drawn out and cut out and everything, and he was so organized until the church couldn't move. But there's a little boy over in England by the name of John Wesley. He saw it, and away he went. He had a revival that saved England and brought salvation to America and kept the world away he went. That was the Philadelphian age, you know. What a time they had. He said, we got a new revelation. What is the just shall live by faith, that's true. But also, Jesus suffered without the gate that he might sanctify the people with his blood. So we believe in sanctification, the Methodist said, the second definite work of grace. And he called a revival to sweep the whole nation. But the first thing you know, after John died, and And Charles
und Asbury und viele von ihnen, sobald sie starben, dann kamen die Organisationen ein und sie haben die methodistische Gemeinde so organisiert, so fest. Entweder ihr seid Methodist oder gar nicht.
Und als nächstes,
dann kam sie herab, eine neue Leute kamen, wieder ein neues Volk, drei oder vier Runden nach den Aposteln. Als nächstes war es alles formell und saß dort kein Geist mehr und die Feuersäule ging einfach weiter.
That's right.
Das stimmt.
Methodist die Methodisten konnten nicht
bewegen, sie waren organisiert,
wir sind Methodisten.
Als nächstes, da kam eine Gruppe genannt Pfingster. Sie hatten eine neue Offenbarung, der Herr Jesus, den Heiligen Geist in einem größeren Maß aus. Sie fingen an, die Zunge zu sprechen und gingen weiter. Oh, spricht über eine Entdeckung, sie hatten eins, jawohl. Die Methodisten sitzen still, wenn sie es nicht wollen. Das stimmt, aber es ging so für einige Zeit. Die Pfingster organisierten sich, die Assemblies Gottes, die Einheit, die Zweiheit, die Dreiheit, die Vierheit, die Feindnissen, no meeting und kein Fleischessen, oh, all diese Sachen.
First thing you know, they organized down so tight,
till
they had begin to deny all the powers of God.
God just set them right over on the shelf. That's the Laodicean Church Age, which is to be lukewarm.
Just while the music's playing, clap hands and holler a little bit, the music starts, down it goes.
Und wenn die Musik aufhört, dann hört's auf.
I remember, brother, I'm your pappy, your father here tonight in the pulpit.
See,
that's right, and what's right is right, what's wrong.
And
the Pentecostals is getting just as formal and ritualistic as any of the rest of them.
That's
right.
Aber was geschah?
Brother,
there's a group of people from all different denominations
now begin to see that fire moving again. They're leaving out. I mean they are. God's calling his church. And God is my judge standing here tonight. The best I know of the scripture, there will never be another church age organized. Jesus Christ will come and take his church out.
That's right.
Moses was a type of the church, a type of the organization, the law. But Moses glorified himself instead of glorifying God as a perfect height before they crossed over into the promised land. And that's just exactly what Methodists, Baptists, Presbyterians, Pentecostals, Lutherans, all of them. Tonight they are seeing who can have the biggest crowd or the best dress or the biggest church or the finest pews. They're trying to glorify their organization until God's moved out.
That's right.
But remember, Joshua was right in the church all the time, and he was the one who took them over. And today the very signs and wonders and phenomena in the church, every time they had a revival through any age, these signs would broke out in the church. And they've been all down through all these church ages, just like Joshua came with Moses all the way through, but the church age ceased with Moses, and Joshua took the children of God into the promised land. And I believe that the age has come now, the miraculous, phenomenal, the baptism of the Spirit and power and signs and
wonders. Mit den Zeichen und Wunder, mit der Taufe des Heiligen Geistes,
this great pouring out of God. Spirit in the last days, and that's the thing that'll bring faith into the people, that'll take a rapture in faith, that'll take the church into glory. I believe it. How can the church be raptured when we haven't even got faith for healing? We've got to have rapture in faith first.
Wir müssen zuerst Entrückungsglauben haben, das stimmt.
How that God moves by
his
Spirit,
signs and wonders
begin to follow. Everywhere God begins to move, signs and wonders follow God. The world has always stood off and criticized it, brother.
From Adam down, they've done it. Every time.
It's nothing new today that you should be criticized
for accepting Jesus Christ as far as...
Now, if you accept into some fanaticism or persecuted for the wrong thing, well, you deserve it.
But now, look,
if you have really God is working with you, proven himself by Bible, evidence, signs and wonders, then you rejoice and be exceedingly glad. For great is your reward in heaven. Moses, bringing the children of Israel, God gave him a promise. Now, as God led that in the natural, so is he leading the church today in the spiritual. Now, they were going to a promised land, out of a chaos, into a promised land, from the ridiculous to the sublime. Just like it is today, we're bound for a promised land. Do you believe it? Jesus said, in my Father's house are many mansions.
Is that right?
I'll go and prepare a place for you, and will come again to receive you unto myself. And where I am, there ye may be also. We're bound for that promised land.
Oh, das erregt mein Herz.
Oh, how that thrills my heart. When I begin to see my shoulders just swagging down and knowing that I don't know how long now,
ich weiß, wie lange ich noch hier bleiben kann.
I have no way of knowing that, but I know this one thing, that after the breath left this body, if I'm true to Jesus Christ, someday I'll pass into that land under. Not long ago when Billy and I was a little boy, I never will forget it. Was going down to his mother's grave on Easter morning.
He packed a little flower in his arm. Blumen in seinem arm.
And he took off his little hat.
Hat seinen Hut abgenommen. He was 8 years old. Und
he began to snub and cry. And he almost stumbled and fell when he knew his mother and his sister was in the grave. I put my arm around the little fella, set the flower down on top of the grave, a little old cheap flower. We couldn't afford very much. I put my arm around him. I said, honey, the body of mother and sissy lays sure in the grave. Well, let's
aber
not look
lass
at
uns
that.
Nicht
let's look across the river yonder. There's
Seite
an empty tomb in Jerusalem where one
Grab
rose from the dead.
David
died in him, and he said, those that are dead in him will God bring with him at his coming. Yes, sir. Someday that grave will open. Yes, sir. That beautiful young woman, mother with her baby, walk out of the grave as certain as I'm standing this platform tonight. He that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. Last word that I said,
she said,
on Pentecost and the power of the Holy Spirit,
she was
dying that morning, and she said, oh, it's so glorious.
Oh, how
wonderful. That's the way I want to go. So wonderful.
So wunderbar.
She said, I see the gates opening up. How beautiful.
Oh, wie wunderbar.
If a man's ever going to be honest, it'll be when he's dying. I've watched him dying all manners. Then seeing that, she said, Bill, make me one promise. What? Then preach this glorious gospel.
Dieses herrliche Evangelium, bis der Tod dich frei macht.
Well,
nun, das war vor, vielen, vor 20 vielen Jahren und ich bin immer noch auf dem Schlachtfeld heute
yes,
Abend.
Sir,
jawohl, mehr bestimmt als ich je war in meinem Leben.
Denn
ich sehe, wir sind für das Land bestimmt. Eines Tages gehen wir in diese Pforten hinein. Gott sagte
Moses,
bevor
ich wünschte, wir hätten Zeit zurückgehen in Ägypten. God prophesied through Abraham that his seed would sojourn in a strange land. For 400 years, and then he would bring him out with a strong hand.
How Moses
went out into Egypt, brought them out. Before they got out, how they got down there, how Joseph,
perfect type of Christ, of Christus,
how he was
geboren,
born amidst his brothers, hated of his brothers,
geliebt von seinem Vater, einen Rock mit vielen Farben.
Distinction.
Why did they
warum
hate him?
Because he was
weil
a seer.
Ein Seher war.
He
er
could interpret dreams
auslegen
and see visions.
Und sehen.
And they hated
und sie hassten
him for a just cause.
Auf ungerechter, auf
so
gerechte,
did they hate Jesus
Ursache.
Because he was spiritual.
Jesus,
they called him Beelzebub.
Sie nannten ihn Beelzebub.
They hate his church today. Those half-brothers and sisters. Because of the Spirit of God. The born-again believers. And notice,
und seht,
for a just cause they hated him. Then they were supposedly to kill him and throw him in.
Sie hassten ihn, obwohl er gerecht war.
He was taken up
wurde
and set at the right hand
er
of Pharaoh.
Pharaoh.
Jesus was
so
taken up and set at the right hand of the Father.
Hand,
no man comes to Pharaoh except through Joseph. No man comes to God except through Christ.
Gott, außer durch Christus.
Amen.
Amen.
Watch him. As in his temptation in the prison, there's a butcher and a butler, and or a baker and a butler was. One of them was lost, and one of them was saved by Joseph, foretelling what would happen. And Jesus, when he was on the cross, there was a thief hanging on one side and a thief on the other, one lost and one saved. Perfect.
Vollkommen.
Oh, we just can't keep and notice he went away from his brothers because he was rejected and married a Gentile bride. Rejected by the Jews, Jesus received a Gentile bride to fulfill the scriptures. I'll take a
von den Juden verworfen hat Jesus eine Braut aus den Heiden empfangen, um die Schrift zu erfüllen. Ich werde ein Volk suchen aus den Heiden um meines Namens willen.
There you are, living right in the end time now, the shadows are falling everywhere. Oh, I'll think of it.
Now
think, what can I do, dear God? My heart burns when I see the great need everywhere, the screams and calls from Macedonia, everywhere. What are we going to do? Then I think, this Lord, I'll do the best I can wherever I am. und versucht war, die Rettung zu finden, die Unsaved und Gottlosen zuzuwerfen. But I'll tell you one thing, aber ich sage Ihnen eins, Freunde,
es ist nicht fair,
dass alle Bürger in Amerika bleiben, die das Evangelium predigen, die Menschen,
wo die Hälfte der Volkes der Welt, zwei Drittel haben niemals den Namen Jesus Christus gehört.
And we've just stayed in one huddle here and preached to you the gospel of them, and the heathens out there are dying. That's my vision. I must go to them.
Das ist meine Vision. Ich muss zu ihnen.
That's where God has blessed.
Dort hat Gott gesegnet, denn sie hungern und dürsten und sie wollen etwas hören.
They want to hear something. That's why I'm so with Tommy Osborne. He's got the same
vision.
Get the gospel out. We've got to. God's going to hold us responsible for it.
Gott wird uns verantwortlich dafür halten.
The journey's on.
Die Reise ist da.
God told Moses here that I'm going to send an angel before you to keep you in the way.
I love that. Amen.
Now anyone knows that angel that Moses
was
the angel of the covenant, which was Jesus Christ,
the pillar of fire.
And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's the same angel leading this church today. Let that one in.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, don't get scared. Hallelujah means praise our God. He's worthy of every bit of it. Yes. And I look at him and I say, now wait, I'm going to send this angel and he will guide you from this time until you come into the promised
land.
And God give us the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost that guided the church from that day until we enter the promised land. Watch him, he said, beware of him and provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him.
Sure was.
The angel of God, Jesus Christ, the same one that leads the church today. He was in a pillar of fire then, he's in the form of spirit now, but it's the same angel, same being. Now, let's notice a little bit. Then as soon as they got started on their journey, the first thing you know, they begin to complain and murmur. This water was no good, and about their bread they were eating, complaining, chattering against God and against Moses. That's just the very typical part of the church today. No matter, God can come down and pour his blessings out upon the church, bless the people, and the first thing you know, if you don't keep that blessing moving and going every night, the people go to some little disaster come along, they'll go to falling back.
Well, maybe I was just excited.
Oh, where is your faith? Holding God fest. And never feel it again or see it again or anything else. Keep your faith anchored in
the Lord.
How wonderful. Watch him now. They got down there and got into some trouble. They began to want some water. God told them, said, for he would supply their every need, the angel would lead. And Moses told them, said, gather all the Israel out down there, and I'll show you the glory of God. God told them, said, gather them out and speak to the rock, and it'll bring forth this water. A people complaining had left the garlic pots of Egypt to eat angels' food.
Knoblauchtöpfe Ägyptens verlassen. Sie haben Engelspeise zu essen bekommen.
And was complaining.
Und trotzdem beschwerten sie sich.
Had left the muddy waters of Egypt to drink from the
rock, Felsen zu trinken,
the fountain that never runs dry.
Niemals trocken wird.
Waters and angels
Wasser, das
couldn't
Engel nicht berühren konnten. And und yet trotzdem beklagten sie sich.
They left the boasting physicians of Egypt
to be with the great physician
and still complaining. Isn't that just like people? That's the way they do it. Still complaining. So God told Moses, speak to the rock, and the rock brought forth, and the rock was the driest place there was, the driest thing in the desert.
Nun, und Gott sprach dann zu Moses, sprich zu diesem Felsen, und dieser Felsen brachte es hervor. Aber der Felsen war der trockenste Ort dort in der Wüste.
If they had searched through all the puddles where there was water, through the oasis where the water was, and still the water, then speak to the rock, the driest and
farthest
away from water than water was a rock. Well, it was laying up on top of the ground.
Stand doch auf dem
but
Boden.
God said, speak to the thing that looks the worst,
das am zu sagen,
the rock. And sometimes today they say, well, if God would give gifts, he would put it in the Vatican City.
Sagen Sie nun, wenn Gott doch Gaben geben würde, würde er sie in die Vatikanstadt bringen.
He would put it in these big cathedrals. Why would he put it down
in
a bunch of holy
rollers?
But that's just where you're fooling. That's right. The worst place in the world, God has put his blessing. Exactly the truth. Speak to the rock and it'll bring forth its water. Now I want you to notice. He said, now, if thou will indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, thou shalt be enemy to thy enemies and an adversary to thy adversaries. Listen close now, for my angel shall go before thee and bring thee into the Amorites, Hittites, Persians, Canaanites, Hivites, Jebusites, and I will cut them off. Now, could you imagine, God said there's a land over there that's flowing with milk and honey, and I'll give it to you. It's yours. But now, before you get into it, you've got to cut down all the Hivites and Jebusites and all these other different knives before you got to it. Now that was strange, wasn't it?
Und das war befremdend, nicht wahr?
All these other different knives before you got to it.
Bevor der hinkommt.
Now that was strange,
das ist befremdend, nicht wahr?
Now the people
Gott, die Menschen heute, dieselbe Sache. Gott hat euch die Verheißung der göttlichen Heilung gegeben. Er gab euch die Verheißung der göttlichen Heilung, Gesundheit. Er gab euch all die Verheißungen, aber ihr habt Angst, den Feind zu begegnen, der euch davon fällt. Das stimmt.
God said, don't you even
sagte,
bow down to
me here. Schaut, hier.
And thou shalt not bow down to their gods, neither serve them, or do after their work. But thou shalt utterly overthrow them and quite break down their images. Oh my.
Oh my.
Look here, there's a promise of divine healing. There's a promise of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Before you ever get the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you may have to cut through the Methodist, the Baptist, the Presbyterian, the Christian Science, and everything else. But if you're ready to go get it, it's out there for you. God promised it and sent it to you.
Amen.
Look, I'll give Schau, it to you, the land over there,
das Land dort
but
drüben,
before you get
before
there, you've got to fight.
Kämpfen.
That's what's
the matter with people
leaders.
Sie haben Angst zu stehen und zu kämpfen.
What we need is,
was wir heute brauchen,
fight if I should really increase my courage, Lord.
Muss ich reagieren.
Must I be carried home to heaven on a flower bed of ease, while others fought to win the prizes, sail through bloody seas? No, I must fight if I
Nun,
must reign.
Ich muss kämpfen, wenn
That's
ich regieren
right.
soll. Das stimmt.
Oh, we're so wishy-washy,
oh, wir sind so wishy-washy, ohne Knochen, hilflos,
worms.
Wie Würmer.
I think of old Buddy Robinson. He got in the cornfield. He said, Lord, if you don't give me the Holy Ghost, when you come back to earth, you're going to find a pile of bones laying.
Und er sagte, Herr, wenn du mir nicht den Heiligen Geist gibst, wenn, dann wirst du, wenn du auf Erden zurückkommst, hier einfach nur einen Haufen Knochen finden.
If we ever get that
wenn
sincere,
wir uns so
something's going to happen.
Sind, wenn etwas geschehen.
He said, Lord,
sagte,
give me plenty of knowledge in the Gabriel into my soul. Let me fight
Seele,
the devil as long as I've got a tooth in my mouth, then gum until I die. And that's what it is.
Und so tat es.
God, help
Gott,
me,
helfe
help
mir
you.
Und helfe dir,
I have courage.
Dass wir Mut haben, hier zu
get out there. God said it so.
Gott hat es
Others
so gesagt.
Are getting it. Let's just
Andere
go get it.
Es, yeah. dass wir selber auch bekommen.
God promised to us.
Nun, Gott hat es uns verheißen. Es gehört uns. Er sagt, schau hier, was wird meine Gemeinde sagen? Was wird mein Pastor sagen? Was wird dieser sagen? Was wird die Mama sagen? Was wird die sagen? Egal, was sie sagen.
Gott sagte,
ich werde dich zerstören, diese Sache. Amen, Halleluja. Was
wir heute
brauchen, ihr seid Baby und Sissy mit vielen anderen, was aber zerstört werden soll.
I'm afraid to testify to healing calls when Mama takes me down. The pastor will say, well now, if he goes starting that stuff around here, we'll put him out of the church.
Nun, ihr habt Angst, von göttlicher Heilung Zeugnis anzulegen, abzulegen, denn wenn die Mama mich dorthin nimmt, wird der Pastor sagen, nun, wenn ihr das hier beginnen wollt, dann werden wir euch aus der Gemeinde raustun. Ihr wisst doch, was Gott gesagt hat.
God said, destroy that thing. Get out of your mind. Get out of your way.
Heraus, Weg heraus. Amen.
Amen. Don't think I'm
Denk
excited.
Nicht, dass ich bin. Ich weiß,
Look,
wo ich bin. Schaut,
I'm just feeling
ich fühle einfach gut.
Right.
In Ordnung.
Let me tell you, my brother.
Lass mich sagen, Bruder, ich weiß, wovon ich spreche. Ich hatte eine Erfahrung.
And a lot of people try to
und viele Menschen versuchen, so rumzumachen.
Nun, wenn ich dann nur Well, poor Mrs.
Nachbarn,
so, I guess she's
so,
at the healing service,
ich glaube,
but
sie ist beim
Heilungsgottesdienst.
Yes, ma'am. Ja, ich war,
oh, destroy
oh, zerstör doch diese Sache.
Pick up that little old
Nimm das
baby,
sieht das Baby,
so cute,
oh,
so grins,
niedlich,
so little,
er lächelt so süß, so
sweet, so
lieblich.
Little,
oder
I
das
Hibita
Baby,
tell you,
ich sag's
the
euch,
Bible
die
said, Bibel
sagt, zerstör diesen Kerl.
Not pet him and baby him. He'll raise
sein,
up and be just like his daddy. And the first thing you know,
sein,
you go to pet your sickness around and pet your little petties around and things like that because your neighbor don't believe in healing and your neighbor don't believe in the Holy Ghost.
Nun, und als nächstes, was ihr machen werdet, ihr werdet euch eure Krankheit großziehen um euch herum und ihr werdet diese kleinen Dinge um euch herum großziehen, denn euer Nachbar glaubt nicht an göttliche Heilung und euer Nachbar glaubt auch nicht an den Heiligen Geist. Zerstört diese Sache. Zerstört die Sache, lasst uns hineingehen, das Land einnehmen, Halleluja. Gott sagt, es gehört uns.
Wenn er
gesagt hat, uns gehört es, dann gehört es uns. Die Verheißung ist euch und euren Kindern und den Kindern eurer Kindern, so viele wie der Herr unser Gott rufen wird.
Amen.
Das ist das Problem mit der Gemeinde heute Abend. Wir haben ein Wishbone anstelle eines Rückengrats. Was wir etwas brauchen, etwas, das stehen wird. Gerade aufrecht stehen wird. Amen.
Every man that ever mounted to a hill of beans had to fight.
Nur jeder Mann, der je etwas gekommen ist, musste kämpfen für das, was er hatte. Gott gibt es euch nicht auf einem silbernen Servierplatte. Er sagt, das ist verheißene Land, es fließt Familienohnig. Aber bevor ihr dorthin geht, müsst ihr bei den Kananitern in Italien vorbeikommen. Aber verbeugt euch vor ihnen nicht.
You destroy the things as you
zerstört
come
die Dinge, die ihr vor euch kommen. Hört auf, Feuer auf dem Altar des Feindes zu legen. Amen.
Ich wünschte, ich hätte es doppelt so groß. Let me tell you, brother, I'd almost have to be to feel it. Listen.
Ich sag euch, Brüder.
That's right, we want to utterly destroy. There's
wir wollen alles zerstören.
But the first thing
wir haben das göttliche Heilung. Aber als erstes, Miss Jones glaubt nicht daran. Dann setzt doch Miss Jones zur Seite.
Pastor don't
der Pastor glaubt es nicht. Bring den Pastor beiseite. Das stimmt. Zerstört diese
der Doktor sagt, die Tage der Wunder sind vorbei.
Ich glaube an Ärzte. Ich finde mehr Ärzte, die glauben, als ich Prediger finde, die glauben. Das stimmt.
Aber es gibt welche von ihnen Quacksalber.
Wir haben sie auf beiden Seiten. Das stimmt. Aber lass mich dir sagen, der Prediger oder der Arzt oder wer man ist, der nicht an den allmächtigen Gott glaubt, dass alle Dinge tun kann, steht ihm beiseite. Gott ist allmächtig. Wir sind Christen. Wir glauben die Wahrheit Gottes. Und wir müssen für die Wahrheit Gottes einstehen. Und wir müssen leben für die Wahrheit Gottes. Und jede Verheißung gehört uns, die Gott uns gegeben hat. Lassen Sie einnehmen.
Amen.
Amen.
Someone said, "Well, you know, Mama belongs to this church.
Mama gehörte doch dieser Kirche schon lange an. Wer das die Sache los?
So don't take God's word for it. Crucify the thing. Turn the altar upside down. Let's worship God." No matter, I always say it's so cute. They got this thing fine. I don't care what they got.
Die Feinde sagen, egal was sie haben, wenn es nicht mit Gottes Wort übereinstimmt, wird die Sache los. Wir sind auf dem Weg. Halleluja, Herrlichkeit.
Glory. Holy Ghost is moving on. Signs and wonders of power, demonstrations and powers of God, healings.
Heilungen.
That's me. That's what I like. Amen.
Ich mag das.
He who the Son has made free is free indeed.
Der Sohn frei gemacht hat, ist wirklich frei. Amen. Keine Sklaverei mehr. Frei in der Freiheit, die Christus, mit der Christus euch freigemacht hat, das stimmt. Schlag den alten Eviter zu Boden, den Jebusiter, nimm den alten Kananiter, trete ihn weg, lass ihn nicht leben, töte ihn. Gott sagte, töte ihn, zerstöre ihn. Nicht, oh mein teurer Freund, ich werde dich irgendwann wieder treffen, wenn die Verhängung vorbei ist. Oh nein.
Don't ever do that.
Tu das nicht.
If you do, you'll never get the promised land.
Wenn ihr es tun, werdet ihr in das verheißene Land kommen.
Brother, take out the sword of God and go fight.
Und kämpfe.
Wish I had a long time to stay on, man. I got some more thoughts moving up there, but I want to get out here where he gets into the land. Hey, man, let's read a little farther.
Lass uns noch ein bisschen lesen.
Don't bow down to them. Don't serve them. Destroy their images. You shall serve the Lord,
your God,
and he shall bless thy bread and thy water.
Ich werde euer Brot und Wasser segnen und ich werde die Krankheit aus eurer Mitte nehmen.
Halleluja!
Halleluja!
God said that.
Gott hat dieses gesagt.
If God said that in the type of the journey, how much more is he in the actual journey?
Wie viel wird er mehr in der Reise sein, in der wirklichen Reise sein? Die Erde Schlange würde die Krankheit aus ihrer Mitte nehmen. Was würde Jesus Christus tun? Jesus sagte, derselbe Grund, eine zusammengesetzte Begründung. Moses hat diese Erde Schlange in der Wüste erhöht, so muss der Menschensohn erhöht werden. Sie sündeten gegen Gott und gegen Moses und sie war krank, weil sie dieses taten. Aber der Typ nahm die Sünde hinweg. Was wird der Antityp tun?
Nun,
was wird Jesus Christus tun? So wie der Menschensohn oder so wie Moses die Erde Schlange aufhob, so muss der Menschensohn aufgehoben werden. Nun, ich werde dein Brot und Wasser segnen. Oh mein, da steht Brot und Wasser.
Boy, that will sure hurt
our American prestige, wouldn't it?
It sure would have used down with bread and water.
Wenn wir nur Brot und Wasser
hätten. I heard a Finnish sister today singing a song.
Heute, sie sang ein Lied.
She works for us here, translating letters from Finland here in Chicago.
Übersetzt Briefe in Finnland,
and she said a little song. She said a man in Finland came down with a little stall and some bread and a horse trough to drink from. And he lifted up his eyes and gave thanks to God for the bread and salt
für das Brot
and the horse trough to
drink from.
And we rake out our food in the garbage can every Sunday afternoon to feed the people.
In den Mülleimer, wo die Menschen really, mit Füttern geschmeißen
können. Und der Hebräer,
die sie kamen an den brennenden
Ofen,
sie gingen ab nach Babylon.
You know, God looked down, he seen he had a man there he could trust for the name of Daniel. He had three more, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So he knew he could trust them.
So
he told them not to. How about the laws they must do while they were down there? And Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the king's meat. That's just exactly when you say you're going to do anything, go to accept your healing, go to accept the baptism of the Holy Ghost, that's when the devil flies on you with all four feet.
Nun, aber dann fliegt, wenn ihr das tun wollt, versucht der Teufel mit allen vier Füßen auf euch zu fliegen.
When he got down there, he said what he was going to do. The king come around, seen this excellent spirit in Daniel.
Er sagte, now
you put them fellows over there and feed them. I guess the doctor come along and said, now look, they need plenty of vitamins, so I tell you, you got to give them some wine, hard
und harte Getränke, fettmachende Sachen mit vielen Kalorien und viel Fleisch und sowas.
The king said, I'll feed them all on
sagt,
table. But when
they
come down to old Daniel,
aber als Daniel kam, Amen, dann begegneten sie jemand, der Gott liebte.
The Lord. The guy come in already and said, now looky here. Said, here's a dish the king set down. Said, just look how it looks.
Sagte,
a great
Tisch.
Big gobbler full
Seht,
of whiskey setting on it. Said, now the king wants you to be happy, so he's
nun,
just going to give you some of this now. Keep
the
steam laid up. He said, I just won't drink it.
Boy,
he said, I'm
afraid
for my own life and yours. Said, I'll tell you what you do. Said, you just give me pause for 10 days and then look me over.
Amen.
Otherwise, a little lint. Some corn corn or whatever you want to call it. Just give me a little of it for 10 days and then examine me against the rest of them. What's the matter with me tonight, anyhow? Let me tell you, my brother,
what
we need today is the whole time St. Paul's revival in the Bible, Holy Ghost back in the church.
Amen. Sie speisten ihm diese Sache für 10 Tage, ein Topf voll Erbsen oder was immer es war, nichts damit, was euch fett machen kann. Aber wisst ihr, sie brachten Daniel und der Rest von ihnen, sie schauten sie an. Sie brachten Bruder Daniel um. Seine Wangen waren rosig und er war so rund und fett, wie er nur sein konnte.
Halleluja!
Sie sagten, ich glaube, jedes Mal, als sie ihm diese Bohnengaben von Daniel, Gott gab ihn, begab ihn in der Bibelflasche und hat alles da reingegossen.
Halleluja!
Er hat sie immer noch in der Herrlichkeit, wenn ihr seine Gebote haltet und sein Willen folgt, folgt der Taufe des Heiligen Geistes und sucht danach, Gott zu dienen. Amen.
Oh,
ich fühle gut. Schau, Bruder.
God just fed God Daniel with some
Daniel
kind of vitamin.
Mit
I can see him standing there just round and fat as he could be.
Sein könnte,
I hear one of them say,
sagen,
that guy hasn't had
hat
too much to eat.
Zu essen gehabt.
I just give him a corn pole every morning. That's all
das
he had.
Alles, was hatte.
But God said,
aber Gott sagte,
I'll bless your bread and water.
Und dein Wasser segnen.
I'd rather
ich
live
lieber für Gott und Halle, Brot und Wasser, als dass ich für den Teufel lebe und gebranntes Hähnchen und dreimal Eiscreme am Dach haben. Nicht wahr? Sicherlich.
Yes, sir. Daniel,
jawohl.
Daniel
so fett und gut, wie er sein konnte, seine Wangen so rosig.
Yes, sir.
Er sagte, jawohl,
euer
Ehren, hier bin ich, schau mich an. Er ist sogar aus seiner Kleidung rausgewachsen, indem er einfach nur Mais gegessen hat. Oh, wie Gott segnen wird.
Listen, brother.
Hör, Bruder,
don't desire the big things of this world, but be satisfied with what God's give you.
Sei zufrieden mit dem, was Gott dir gibt. Das Einzige ist, sei sicher, dass du im Willen Gottes bist. Ich sehe die anderen drei. Lass sehen, wer ihre Prüfung kam. Sie wollten sie einmal verbrennen an dem Morgen, denn sie wollten nicht des Königs Wein trinken und sich den Bildern beugen. Lass uns das einmal anschauen. Ich sehe es in Babylon. Es ist in der Tageszeit, wo der König hat gesagt, jeder, der sich nicht vor dem Bild verbeugen wird, wird geworfen in den brennenden Ofen. Er ist heißer als das Gospel-Tabernakel in Chicago. In Ordnung, siebenmal heißer.
Ever who won't bow to that image?
Well,
these boys turned their back
diese
on him.
Haben ihren Rücken zugewandt. Er sagt, ich werde sie in den brennenden Ofen werfen. Und ich schaue nach Babylon herab. Ich kann sehen, wie der ganze Himmel rot ist, der König Nebukadnezar, wie er sich selbst dorthin setzte und er hatte seine Beine überkreuzt. Er sagte, bring doch die heiligen Roller vorbei. Wir werden diese Religion aus ihnen schon herausbrennen. Bruder, ihr könnt nicht Feuer mit Feuer bekämpfen, der Heilige Geist ist selber Feuer. Das stimmt. Bring sie heraus. Und wir werden diese Religion aus ihnen herausbrennen. Dann werden sie sich verbeugen. Ich kann hören, Sadra, Mesa, Abednego. Sie gingen dorthin, um in den Feuerofen zu fallen. Sadra sagt, Bruder Abednego, ja, Sadra, bist du sicher, du hast durchgebetet? Jawohl, ich bin sicher, ist alles in Ordnung. Ja, ich habe den Sieg. In Ordnung.
Hey,
willst du es zurücknehmen? Er sagt, unser Gott ist in der Lage, uns zu erlösen aus dem brennenden Ofen. Aber auch wenn ich es nicht tut, wir werden uns nicht vor eurem Bild verbeugen. Amen.
Halleluja.
Ich werde mich dem Bild nicht beugen. Sie gingen etwas weiter. Oh, es schien, als ob Gott sich nicht darum sorgte. Ich kann die Menschen mit Speeren sehen. Die Hitze war so heiß, dass sie sich schon erstickte. Sadra, Mesach, Abednego, sie gingen weiter mit den Händen hinter sich gebunden. Sie gingen in den brennenden Ofen. Sie nahmen die letzten Stufen. Ich kann sie sehen. Lass uns dies als Drama hier machen. Sie sind noch einen Schritt weg vom Feuer. Gott lässt sich Zeit. Solange es verheißen ist, ist es in Ordnung. Sie sind fast bereit, dort in den brennenden Ofen zu gehen. Schaut, es ist sehr schrecklich für Eingläubigen dort. Der König saß dort. Wir werden die heiligen Roller hier aufhalten. Wir haben die Situation jetzt unter Kontrolle. Nun, und sobald diese heiligen Roller hier in den Feuerofen fallen, dann werden die anderen alle erkennen, dass ich der Boss hier bin. Aber Bruder, es gibt noch einen anderen Boss, der sitzt im Himmel, der alle Dinge weiß. Lass uns unser Angesicht zu ihm zuwenden, sehen, was er tut. In der ganzen Zeit, wenn etwas geschieht auf Erden, geschieht da etwas im Himmel. Wisst ihr das? Lass uns schauen. Ich kann ihn sehen, wie er auf seinem Thron sitzt. Seine große Robe hängt um ihn herum. Und es kommt zu ihm. Hier kommt ein Engel. Glaubt ihr, es gibt Engel im Himmel? Da kommt ein großer Mann mit einem gezogenen Schwert. Sein Name ist Gabriel. Er steht vor dem Meister, beugt sein Haupt und sagt, Master, Meister, ich habe dir versucht zu gehorchen, seitdem du mich geschaffen hast, aber hast du heute Morgen mal nach Babylon herabgeschaut? Wir haben drei Gläubigen dort, die sind wirklich wahre, treue Gläubige und sie wollen sie jetzt verbrennen. Lass mich dort untergehen, ich werde das alles dort ändern. Ich glaube, er hätte es tun können, jawohl. Ich höre, wie der Meister sagt, Gabriel, du bist wahr, du bist ein Engel, du hast alles getan, was ich dir sagte, seit ich geschaffen habe, aber tu das Schwert wieder zurück, ich kann dich nicht gehen lassen. Gabriel hat das Schwert eingesteckt, stand zur Seite, hier kommt ein anderer Engel. Was ist sein Name? Wermut. Er hat die Kontrolle über das Wasser. Er sagt zu dem Meister, Meister, hast du nach Babylon geschaut? Sie wollen die wahren Gläubigen verbrennen heute Morgen, die an Gottes Wort festhalten. Schau sie an. Ich sag dir, wenn es mit dir tun lässt, du gabst dir die Kraft dort, die Vorsitz für die Welt zu zerstören. Ich habe all die Quellen der Tiefe geöffnet und die Flut gesamte Erde zerstört. Ich gehe dort und ich werde Babylon abwaschen vom Gesicht der Erde. Ich glaube, es tun können, aber ich glaube, aber ich höre gesagt, Herr, du bist ein guter Engel, du hast mir gehorcht, als ich geschaffen habe, aber ich kann ihn nicht gehen lassen. Er sagte, Herr, hast du es bedacht? Er sagte, ja, ich habe sie die ganze Nacht beobachtet. Amen. Sein Auge ist auf dem Sperling und sein Auge ist auf mir.
Amen.
Ja, Ich habe sie die ganze Nacht beobachtet. Ich hörte sie in der Gebetsversammlung gestern Nacht. Ich hörte ihre Gebete, als sie durchbetet und den Himmel traf mit ihren Gebeten. Ich habe sie beobachtet. Ich weiß, sie haben noch einen Schritt mehr. Ich habe es alles beobachtet die ganze Nacht. Ich kann euch nicht gehen lassen, denn das ist die Arbeit eines Mannes. Ich gehe selber. Amen.
Halleluja.
Ich sehe ihn jetzt hier von seinem Thron. Sein weißbieseliges Gewand fällt herunter. Er geht dort zum Thron und steht dort. Kommt ein, steht ein großer Donnerkopf. Ich kann ja sagen, komm her, Ostwind, Westwind, Nordwind, Südwind. Amen. Alles gehorcht ihm. Hol diesen Donnerkopf dort und dann möchte ich darauf dort zu meinem Thron und die Räder bewegen sich und sie kommen hervor, sie gehen dort hinein. Er nimmt ein paar Blitze und die Winde sind wie Pferde und er geht dort weiter auf den Weg gewissen Schritt.
He pulled off a palm down there. About time they took their last step into the fiery furnace. There was a fourth man in there, one like the Son of God, panting away.
Nun, und dann war er auf, sie waren im Begriff, ihren letzten Schritt zu machen, aber als er vorbeifuhr am Meer des Lebens, da nahm er dort einen Palmzweig, und als sie dort ihren letzten Schritt in den Feuerofen taten, da war ein vierter Mann dort, einer wie der Sohn Gottes, und er wehte hinweg die Hitze.
Warum?
Jemand nahm Gott bei seinem Wort und stand ein, für das was richtig war. Halleluja. Dort am Ende der Straße wird Gott treu sein. Hört doch auf zu zweifeln.
Give over, give up, let God.
Gib auf und lass Gott seinen Weg haben.
He said, I'll not give you the land in 1 year.
Ich werde euch nicht das Land in einem Jahr geben.
For if I give the whole thing to you in a year, the wild beast will come in and consume you. But little by little, as you're able,
so wie ihr in der Lage sein werdet, werde ich euch das Land geben. Amen.
Amen. Little by little,
Stück für Stück,
just as you kill out this bunch
so
of Amorites,
die Amoriter töten werdet, werde ich euch hineingehen lassen und es übernehmen. Oder wenn ihr die Hittiter könntet, eintöten könnt, werde ich euch bewegen lassen. Gestern Abend wurde für mich gebetet, ich hatte einen verkrüppelten Hand, aber ich kann nur mein Finger jetzt bewegen. Nun, das ist nur so weit, wie du dich ausgebreitet hast. Bruder, wenn du dich weiter ausbreiten kannst, kannst du den Arm bewegen. So wie sie euer Glauben ausbreitet, wird Gott euch das Land einnehmen lassen, das euch gehört. Gott hat euch die Gesundheit verheißen. Halleluja. Oh, ich fühle gut. Oh, Gott, breite mich aus.
Amen. Footsteps is
Schritte sind Sieg.
He told Joshua, wo immer deine Fußsohlen, deine Füße
hingehen, werde ich dir geben.
Victory,
die Schritte waren Sieg. Ich sage euch, Brüder, lasst uns die Länder Gottes begehen, die Gott uns gab, göttliche Heilung, Kraft Gottes, alles. Kommt in Christus, ist wie in der großen Arkade dort unten. Wenn ihr in einen Supermarkt geht, denkt daran, ein Supermarkt in der Größe dieses Tabernakels. Schaut euch um, alles ist da drin. Die Regale sind voller schöner Dinge. Alles, was ich mag, es gehört mir alles. Alles gehört mir. Ich kann nehmen, was ich möchte. Und Christus ist wie unser Supermarkt. Durch einen Geist sind wir alle getauft in einen großen Supermarkt. Amen. Alles, was ihr braucht, wird er euch geben. Wenn ihr Heilung braucht, nehme ich es. Freude gebe ich es. Sieg braucht, nehme ich es. Es hängt dort alles in Gottes großen Supermarkt. Und ich habe Besitz und du hast Besitz von allem, was in diesem Supermarkt ist, wenn ihr getauft seid mit dem Heiligen Geist. Amen. Ihr spricht für Platz für eure Ellbogen. Lasst uns einfach einnehmen. Braucht ihr Heilung? Geist ist dort für euch. Greift danach. Ihr müsst vielleicht ein paar
Nimm
eine Leiter, reich danach. Gott hat eine Leiter dort, wenn du interessiert bist, jetzt zu bekommen. Amen.
Oh, give me oil in my lamp. Oil in my lamp.
Gib mir Öl in meine Lampe. Öl in meine Lampe, bete
ich. Lass
mich leuchten im Lager, bis der Tag anbricht. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Jawohl.
Fill me with oil,
fülle mich mit Öl, Herr. Erleuchte mich mit dem Evangelium. Zeige, dass ich nicht zeige, dass jede Person da will, hat. Gott glaubt, dass Gott will. Gott hat sie verheißen gegeben.
Now he said, I'll take care of you. Come to the promised land.
God promised to heal our sickness. Gott
and give us the Holy Ghost,
heilen,
give us happiness,
Geist,
give us peace of mind,
Glück,
and everything until we cross the Jordan,
Jordan
and enter into the great eternal glory of God.
Hallelujah.
I'm sorry I kept you so long.
Es tut mir leid, dass ihr euch so lange gehalten habt. Oh, ich bin religiös.
I tell you I do.
Ich sage es euch. Halleluja.
Halleluja.
Ihr könnt mich einen heiligen Roller nennen, also deshalb fangt jetzt damit an. In Ordnung.
I haven't got no prestige.
Ich habe kein Prestige.
Ich war verloren.
Dort vor Golgatha, aber als ich Jesus annahm, hat er meines, habe ich meinen Weg eingenommen mit dem
Warteten
des Herrn.
Preaching healing, preaching all God's redemptive blessings.
Erlöste Segnungen. Er ist hier heute Abend, sein Geist ist hier.
His glory is here, his power is here, his joy is here, his love is here, his power is here, his spirit is here, his servants are here, his word is here, he is here himself, everything that he died for is here for you. You have need of anything? Let's just reach up and get it
then.
Amen. Fine. When you, claim the promise, then
a
little Levite will be up there, just push him out of the way and take the territory where he belongs. Somebody say, now,
wenn jemand sagt, wenn ihr verzeugt, dass abwegig nichts da ist, daran schieb ihn weg, kreuzige die Sache und geh weiter. Das stimmt, denn ihr seid tot, Christus ist verborgen in Gott, versiegelt durch den Heiligen Geist. Ihr seid so sicher, wie ihr sein könnt. Nichts, wo wir euch Sorgen machen müssen, glaubt ihr das?
Oh,
ich möchte, dass der Heilige Geist kommt und diese Gruppe ergreift jetzt heute Abend. Ein paar kleine Samen. Ich bin einer armen Schuldung, das Wort zu sprechen. Ich weiß nicht, was ich sagen würde. Ich muss durch Inspiration predigen. Dann, wenn ich sehe, wie es kommt, ich gebe es einfach nur den Menschen.
Ich weiß nicht, Spirit here.
Der Geist ist hier.
Anybody wants to
jeder,
be saved,
werden möchte,
you can be saved right now.
Jetzt
anybody
werden.
Wants to be healed,
jeder,
you can be healed
möchte,
right now.
Jetzt
do you believe it?
Glaubt ihr es?
How many believe that? Raise your hand.
Do
you believe that God is
glaubt
present
ihr, dass Gott gegenwärtig ist, euch zu
now,
nun,
thank you.
Danke.
Then you listen to me just
hört
a minute.
Mir einen Moment zu.
Jesus Christ is
Jesus
here and will make
hier.
Every person in the building
person
well if you believe it right now. If you'll accept it right now and say, Lord, I now accept it as my personal property. I know I have the Holy Spirit. I'm in your kingdom here. I'm in your great variety store. And I have a right for healing. And I'm just going to walk over here, step up on the ladder, climb up, and take it off, and come on down. And then ain't nobody going to tell me nothing about it because Jesus Christ has done brought me here and said all these things is mine. That's right. Devil stand out the window and say, hey, you can't do that, so you can't watch me.
Amen.
That's right. See if I don't. Say, now, you better not testify your healing before you feel something. Brother, I believe something. I believe what God said is the truth, don't you? I believe that his spirit is right here over this audience. Frankly, I know it is.
Now
look, I could call a prayer line here.
You
take
out
another hour or 2 hours. If I can stand it and bring every person one by one right here, your life, sins, or whatever it might be, could not be hid, you know
that.
You don't have to do
aber
that.
Das müssen wir nicht tun.
If you just have faith in God,
wenn
God will
Glauben
heal you right
Gott, don't
you believe that?
Wo ihr seid, werdet ihr es glauben.
Watch. Look this way, everybody.
Schaut hierher, jeder.
I challenge your
faith. Ich fordere euren Glauben heraus.
I challenge you to believe Jesus Christ.
Ich fordere euch heraus, Jesus Christus
I challenge you to take that word
ich fordere euch heraus, das Wort zu nehmen, dass ihr derselbe ist gestern, heute und für immer. Und glaubt von ganzem Herzen, tut ihr es.
If you'll do it and be reverent and sincere and doing so,
sein, aufrichtig,
God Almighty will make
der allmächtige Gott wird
you
euch gesund machen. Glaubt ihr das überall?
Amen.
Amen.
I'll just get quiet now before him and watch.
Kommt zur Ruhe vor ihm und beobachtet.
Let's love him.
The word is went forth. Das Wort ist der
now,
vorgegangen.
Nun, the Spirit of God is in the meeting.
Der Geist
Gott
ist in der Versammlung. Er war in der Versammlung. Nun, nach
he'll come here. If I've told the truth, he'll vindicate the truth. Now, if we call a couple of people up here at the platform, you see the few minutes later, the Lord will be speaking, telling the people, I don't believe you have to do that. I don't believe you have to have anybody up here. I believe if you believe it right out there where you're at now, God will do it right where you're saying. You believe it? Pray. Ask God. And be sincere. And see if God don't do it. God's our obligation.
Now you pray.
Nun betet.
Let's just shut ourselves in now
Lass
with God.
Nun mit Gott einschließen.
Let all the outside
Lass
world
die ganze
be gone.
Welt nach draußen
I say, Lord,
und sagen, Herr,
I believe your word,
ich
I believe every word
Wort,
of it, and I'm now accepting it as my personal property. How many are doing that in your heart right now?
Wie
I'm doing it, Lord. I'm accepting
sage,
it as my personal property. I want you to be in prayer.
Und schaut hierher,
just look this way if you can. Just be praying. Then, Lord,
Herr,
give me a touch of your blessings. Help me,
Gott, dein Diener zu sein.
And just let the Holy Spirit
und lass
move.
Den Heiligen Geist sich bewegen.
God, be merciful.
Gott sei gnädig.
Just look around this audience.
Schaut herum in dieser
Everybody
Menge.
In dead silence.
Es ist wie in toter Stille.
I know the Lord
ich weiß,
here.
Der Herr ist hier.
Do you believe that
glaubst
there with
du,
your
der du dort
tie,
sitzt mit deinem
gerifteten
Krawatte, Herr?
You with all your
glaubst
heart?
Du von ganzem Herzen?
With your hand, yes.
Mit deiner Hand, ja.
Of course, I see you got a trumpet
ich
in your ear,
du hast ein Hörgerät.
Got deaf ears.
Du hast taube Ohren.
I can see that,
ich
yes.
Kann das
you
sehen.
Got deafness in your ear.
Du hast taub
you also have another trouble, don't
du hast eine andere Schwierigkeit daneben.
You
du
got
hast
cancer.
Einen Magenkrebs.
Cancer in the stomach, is that right?
Nicht wahr?
Cancer in your stomach.
Magenkrebs.
Will you accept Jesus Christ right now as your healer? You believe it? Yes, I know I'm trying to get him his attention. If I can get him this right, that deafness will leave him. I want you to see it can be done before he comes to your platform. That's his individual faith. It's not mine, it's his. Now I see what's happening. The man's going to die. Sure as world, he's got cancer right in front of the stomach. He's got trumpets, you can see them in his ears. Now young man, you're sitting by him, you know him? Talk to him and tell him to accept Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. He takes the trumpets out of his ears then. Just stand up and testify. You be talking to him now. Tell him to believe Jesus Christ, accept him, and he can be healed.
Amen.
Somebody else believe.
Jemand anders will glauben.
You believe?
Glaubst du?
With all your heart,
ja, du sitzt mit ganzem Herzen.
That's your wife standing by you.
Das ist deine Frau, die neben dir sitzt. Deine Frau, die neben dir sitzt, nicht wahr?
Yes, you've been healed before.
Du wurdest vorher schon zuvor geheilt.
You had something wrong with your breast or something.
Brust.
Is that right?
Stimmt das?
You got a throat trouble now.
Jetzt hast du Schwierigkeiten
right?
in deiner Kehle. Stimmt
you're
das?
Your husband, both. Put your hands around one another and pray. Jesus Christ will make you well.
Jesus Christus wird euch gesund machen.
Colored lady,
farbige Frau, du hast
there.
Gerade dein Gesicht abgewischt. Glaubst du mir, Gottes Diener zu sein?
The little lady standing with the.
Die Frau, die dort mit dem
Fächer,
glaubst du mit ganzem Herzen?
Believe God will heal you?
Glaubst du, Gott wird dich heilen?
Make you well?
Dich gesund machen?
Female trouble.
Ein Frauenleid.
Jesus Christ can heal you.
Aber Jesus Christus kann dich heilen, wenn du glaubst. Wenn du ihn bittest, glaub an ihn, wird er es tun.
Do you believe it?
Glaubst du es?
God bless you.
Gott segne dich.
I want you to start praying.
Ich möchte, dass du anfängst zu beten.
Some of the rest of you believe somewhere.
Der Rest von euch.
Sitting there on the front seat.
Ihr, du da vorne sitzt, glaubt
you
ihr.
Believe? Is that your husband sitting next
ist
to you
das
there?
Dein Ehemann, der dort sitzt?
You believe me to be God's prophet?
Glaubst du, dass ich Gottes Prophet bin oder sein Diener?
I got a balling out today for somebody to tell me I announced myself as being a prophet.
Leute haben mich heute
Maybe I don't want to offend you. I'll say his servant.
Ich will mich nicht
a prophet is a preacher, friend. Look this way, ladies. Seems like you got sorrow or something. Yes, it is your husband.
Ja,
he's got
arthritis.
I see somebody moving
ich
in.
Sich jemand bewegt.
You believe with all your heart
glaubst
now?
Du von ganzem Herzen
God
jetzt?
Make you well?
Glaubst du, Gott wird dich gesund mm-hmm. machen?
Didn't you just have an operation, lady?
Wurdest du nicht gerade operiert?
The colon or something,
Darm,
there, something
etwas,
in the colon. It was,
etwas
was it?
Uh-huh. Darm,
it was a, something taken out, a cancer, something taken from the colon.
Deinem Darm heraus.
You've had some trouble, haven't
und
you?
Du hattest Schwierigkeiten, nicht wahr?
You had a lot of fight trying
du
to get here or something.
Kämpfe,
you've been in trouble in the road, haven't you?
Viele Schwierigkeiten auf der Straße.
Believing?
Glaubst du, ihn?
Lady, with your hand up, you believe
Frau,
with all your
Hand
heart?
Oben, glaubst du mit ganzem Herzen?
Did you ever find that pocketbook
hast du jemals das Notizbuch gefunden, das du verloren
you
hattest? Du tatest nicht in Ordnung.
I hope you find it someday.
Ich hoffe, du wirst es eines Tages finden.
God bless you.
Gott segne dich.
That's truth, isn't it?
Das ist die Wahrheit, nicht
you see, now be faithful. Now, lady, you believe out there. There's another lady sitting here. You're trying to find out something about it. You got a loved one that's sick, a mother.
Eine Mutter, die krank ist.
That's right.
Das stimmt.
You believe?
Glaubst du es?
Have faith. God will heal.
Glauben, Gott wird sie heilen.
You just believe with all your heart.
Glaube von ganzem Herzen.
Believe with all your heart.
Glaub
lady
von ganzem
there, you
Herzen.
Believe with all
Frau
your heart?
Glaubst du von ganzem Herzen?
She's a Jewish, isn't she?
Sie ist Jüdin, nicht wahr?
Isn't she?
She has cancer of the bone, isn't that right? You won't accept her healing for her now? You believe that she'll get well? I don't want you to bow your head and pray. What's the matter with you people? Don't you see that Jesus Christ is in the room? His power is here to make well? Somebody in here believe. Have faith in God. Lady sitting right there with the book in your hand. You're sick. You need healing. You have diabetes. Is that right? Jesus Christ will make you well if you just believe. Amen. Just be praying. Have faith in God. I can't hear you, sister, in here. My ears are especially at this time. I know you're talking, but that bowel trouble will leave you, little preacher there. Just have faith in God. Now my allergies will soon drive away. You won't be bothered with it anymore. Have faith in God.
You know?
God bless you.
God segne euch.
That lady sitting right back there has got heart trouble right behind the man with his hand up. She wants to be healed. She can be healed too. You believe, lady? You believe that God will make you well? You do? All right. Stand up to your feet. How many of you in the building wants to be healed? I'll tell you what you do then. I won't tell you. Now look. Everybody wants to be healed. Raise your hand way high. I just want you to see the Holy Spirit here. Now look, everybody with your hands up. Now look at somebody else who's got their hands up. And lay your hands over on the person. We'll lay your hands on one another. Just lay your hands over on somebody near you. Oh God.
Oh God.
Oh mercy. Over here, lay your hands on each other. All down through there. Somebody, just lay your hands. Everybody's got their hand up. Somebody lay hands on them. The Bible said these signs shall follow them that believe. The preacher, no, them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. Is that right? I just, in your own simple way, let's just gather down and start praying. And while you're praying, I'm going to ask Jesus Christ, our Lord, to curse the devil that's been with you. You believe the Lord? Come here, minister, and come here and stand here with me. Everybody, look at this scene here. Look what's sitting here now. Be reverent, every word. Be reverent, because demons will be turning loose here in a few minutes. It'll be a dangerous thing. Oh God, be merciful to these people. You see them, Lord, in deep sincerity, they got their hands laid on each other. And they believe that you're here now. And I'm quoting your word tonight, Lord. You said these signs shall follow them and believe. If they lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. They've seen your spirit work down through this last week, Lord. Seen the secrets of the hearts told. Diseases of the bodies. Seen the power of the devil. Made the blind to see. The deaf to hear. The cripples just laying bound up with the paralyzed. Laying on cots and stretchers. Get up and walk away. Oh God. Till tonight is not even one of the cases in the building. I thank thee, Lord, for thy power, and I now pray, as we, as your living church tonight, challenge the devil. We'll not let any Havite or Canaanite or anything else stand in our way. We're going forward in faith tonight, believing God's word, the angel of God's here to lead us. Now, Satan, you cruel, ungodly spirit, come out of the people in the name of Jesus Christ. Have faith, keep believing. Keep shutting with God now. Keep believing. Keep believing. He's right by your side. The Holy Ghost is hanging right over you. Right now. The first one of you believes is your healed. Stand up to your feet and say, praise God. There's one. There's another. That's right. Stand up and praise God. Hallelujah. There you are. God be blessed and praised.
Amen.